This is Jason from the History of Bad Ideas, and I'm with
Blake from the Hobie Podcast
on the Musings of a Geek Network. Blake, what do you want for Christmas?
All I want is a hippopotamus.
And what do you think you're going to get?
A tie.
You know what I want?
What do you want?
A llama.
Cool.
You know what I'm going to get?
A wool coat.
Underwear. Socks. I don't even wear underwear. What's up with that? But you know what the best gift of the year is? The best gift of Christmas this year is...
Dark Angels and Pretty Feet?
Freaks. Freaks, I think it is.
Oh.
But Pretty Feet would be a good one. Maybe a pedicure? Manicure?
Sounds like a foot fetish thing to me.
Well, Glistening Neil is a stripper in the off season. So, if you guys don't want to be disappointed this Christmas season, listen to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks on the Musings of a Geek Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 39. Do I call it an episode?
Yeah.
Episode, is that what I normally call it?
I don't know. Oh, I don't think you do. I think you just go... Number 38 or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Man, whatever. Anyway. 39. Here we are. Oh, wow. Doberman running out the dog door.
Probably which looks is interesting kind of funny because
he can barely run.
Well, that and the An dog old, dirty door bastard. Is small compared to his size. So
yeah,
he manages to get through it fairly good.
Fairly well.
Fairly well.
How you doing, Lady Loons?
I'm good. A little tired today.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. Let's do our quick update. Wanted to thank everybody for the well wishes and the checking in on not only my brain, but also on the Stormageddon here in the Northern California area. We had a bunch of rain in a short period of time, and right. It seems like almost everything around us flooded, and we're on a little bit of higher ground, so we were good, and everybody's safe and sound, and the water went away finally, but it was... they shut down schools and people were shopping in canoes. It was crazy.
There were like rock shows and comedy shows. Like Chris Hardwick from The Nerdist was supposed to appear that day that I took off work.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled his show like the day before. They're like, nope.
You guys lost power at work.
Right. So yeah, I didn't go into work and I wasn't really planning on going into work to be completely honest because I kind of figured having gone through last year and this storm was supposed to be bigger than last year's storms. And I couldn't get to work. There was a couple days last year that I tried for like a couple of hours to get to work.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to come home and turn around because I couldn't actually make it to the physical location of my job.
Yeah. So.
And but yeah, so this was a lot worse. And then they lost power in the morning. So I stopped that. Stopped doing that. So I was off the hook. So I had a rain day.
A rainy
instead of a snow day. Yeah. And a rain snow day.
So everything's well. So thank you for everybody who reached out and said, hey, are you guys live? And I still haven't heard back from the specialist about my brain. So still waiting to hear.
Right.
So we'll let everybody know when that. So I'm still.
I'm sure people are wondering about the update on that. And we actually don't have an update. Because
I'm sure my brain is still damaged. So there you go. Yeah.
Taking a little bit longer
so
than
we think,
we'd like.
We're hoping that because no one's freaked out and gotten back to us immediately, that it's probably not terrible news,
right.
And it'll just be, your brain scrambled. So good luck with that, buddy. Now pay us some money.
Yeah, your copay is.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are. And we're both exhausted.
Yes.
Recovery day today.
Partied last night, for sure.
We did old people version of partying.
Right. We didn't rage or anything like that. It's just, it was far away and there was a drive.
It was far away.
Well, for us, I mean, I think most people don't drive.
Where I go every day.
Well, good point. Well, I mean, how far do people go to party? Like an hour is a ways away to go.
Vegas. Atlantic City.
All right, you're going to win this one.
Yeah.
I just mean like on an average Saturday night, it's not like you drive for an hour to go party and then drive home. So.
No, it was, I am way too old for this crap. And I don't mean too old like, my body can't recover and all that. I mean too old like I don't necessarily even enjoy it that much anymore. I'm like, I want to get up early and do my Target thing and buy my coffee and be like a lazy old guy. And if we're out until, I think we finally got to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I've got no energy for anything.
Well, we were still up because at one point we were laying in bed and the TV was on and we were eating the delicious dinner slash breakfast you made
for us. Chicken nuggets, french fries, and a vegetarian pizza?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were eating that in bed. And then you turned around and looked at me and go, it is freaking 3 o'clock in the morning. And I looked at you like, no way. Is it really? Like, we should probably go to sleep. I mean, I was exhausted. I was falling asleep all over the place already. But I fell asleep in the car.
Yeah.
I purposely did that though. I'm like, hi. And I just laid down, put my little head on your lap and went.
You were out. Yes. So it was fortunately.
We have to tell that story too, how we got home. That's interesting. All of that. We have so much to talk about.
It's going to be interesting. I was fortunate to not drink so much to where like I felt hungover today because I cannot stand that feeling at all. But I definitely drank enough to where I was having a really good time last night.
Right.
But I I've been exhausted all day and like just lethargic. Like I didn't even want to get up and watch football. I'm like, I'm just going to lay in bed.
Right. At one point it was like noon or 1 o'clock. I said, is football games. There football on?
I'm like,
yeah, whatever. Probably.
Only thing I was willing to leave the house for was to get our pizza.
Right.
that's it. So let's discuss last evening. Yeah. So it was your work's Christmas party.
Right. And they have one every year.
At Christmas.
In funny fact. Enough.
They wished us a Merry Little Christmas. They wished us a Merry Little Christmas.
They wished us.
They wished all over us.
Wow. So every year my work has a big party for all the different divisions get together in one place.
The Joy Division.
Do they have that division?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool. That would be neat.
Bubba got stuck in the doorway. That's funny.
It's cool. They go all out and they go it's actually a concert venue.
Yeah.
It's the Regency Ballroom, right?
If you want to look it up Regency Ballroom in San Francisco.
So they have separate rooms and there's upstairs and downstairs and they take over the whole thing. And
there's a ton of food, a ton of alcohol, a ton of entertainment.
Right.
I've only been to two.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I've only been to two with you, which would have made it sound like I've been to a whole bunch, but with you only two. But I've only been to two. And both times were with you. And the first one was freaking crazy because it was at the Academy of Sciences in San Francisco, which was just, it was cool because where the aquariums were, and there goes Bubba, where the aquariums were was where they had the sushi. So you're watching
everyone
all these fish.
Thought that was really funny. We're like, you realize it's kind of weird to have the sushi lined up in front of the fish tanks. It makes us feel a little bit weird about it.
But this time, this one time it was at the Regency Ballroom, and both times have been great. But they are, this time more than the other one I went to, it was freaking packed.
Right, because, the Science Academy is huge.
Right.
And, of course, this venue is pretty big. But if you add up all the divisions of Lucasfilm and its companies together, that's hundreds of employees.
It's really cool because everybody's in a good mood and everybody has that feeling, even though everybody doesn't know each other. But it's got we're all here on the same team. So it's not like you're going to some random party where you're going to find some jackalope.
Everybody's really nice to each other. Everyone's hey, how's it going? Even you're standing in line and you don't really know each other.
You're constantly bumping into people and everyone's so quick to apologize. Be like, oh my God, I'm sorry, totally. And it's like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I made the lines for the liquor and whatnot pretty long. I think you in particular spent a good portion of your evening in the line.
Yeah, for everybody.
Right. And
was fine.
And that was actually really awesome of you and Jason and Corey. I think all took turns waiting in line for beverages for the group.
Yeah.
So
it was a good time. So let's get into the evening. Say it was a huge success. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I'm not sure we'll do it every year because
it's a trek. Thing. Yeah.
And it is crowded. So it's not like you get to actually just go and hang out. And it's so loud everywhere.
Yeah,
it's hard
to
just visit with people.
It's funny that Amy brought that up, girlfriend Amy from work, and also Ninja brought that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even see Ninja. It was so busy that she was there and we were there. And we're like, okay, we'll see you there.
Just going to have her on the show again.
Yeah. Well, which we're supposed to do anyway. But
blame that on Ninja too.
God damn it, Ninja. So we never saw her.
No.
And we only saw Ronnie for a glimpse, and she said that she spent almost her entire night in that line because basically by the time you got up there and got a drink, you'd have to get back in line again.
Right.
And we were like, oh, well, the other rooms had less of a line, but, she ended up staying in that one area. Anyway.
And it was really fun for me because I got to see, what are you chewing on, Dum-Dum? It was really, It was really fun to
Puppy's
see.
Puppy's doing something funny as usual.